Thank you, everyone. That was fantastic. So we've heard a story this morning that's all about talents. Jesus paints a picture of God as a really good master, a really good employer, if you like, who gives gifts and talents to his people. We've all got things we can do well. We've all got things that perhaps we do less well. And that's when we become reliant on the support of other people, our families, our friends, our colleagues, people around us. We can each mutually benefit each other when we're in that good relationship with others. And God invites us, as we heard in the interpretation, not to keep our talents to ourselves, but instead to develop them and to use them. And so our lives will become exciting and fulfilling. God is inviting us to become his partners. God invites us to become proactive. God invites us to become enthusiastic. And God invites us to become committed. Sometimes you've got to take a risk in order to progress. So if you're going to keep your talents and just keep it for yourself and bury it in the ground, it's going to do nothing for you. But if you're prepared to take that risk, if you are prepared to use what you have and be prepared to take it further, there's absolutely no knowing what God is going to do with that talent and with that commitment. So we've got to put our resources, what we have, to work in order to profit and to grow. And God, or Jesus, praises the responsible stewardship of those two servants. And of course, he tells off the one who's buried his talent in the ground, because that was a person who was afraid to take risks. God can see people who may be timid, passive, and lazy, wasting their time, being not worthy of the kingdom. But the key lesson that Jesus is offering us is that God expects us to use his talents, gifts, for the growth of his kingdom. And God will reward faithfulness in stewardship, diligence, and if we've got a heart that's committed to serving God's purpose and plan. For Christians, success in life doesn't come along by chance or good luck, but it comes along by us working together with God in building his kingdom and by loving and serving him in other people. Now, each of us, as I said, is equipped with those different gifts and talents. If you're here this morning as family and friends of Florence to support her, would you raise your hand for me, please? And there's quite a lot of you. Now, what I want you to do is I just want you to imagine that you're in a field. Field is square. And in the middle of the field is Florence with Reuben, with her mum, and with her dad. And they're just standing there right in the middle of the field. And all of you surrounding on the outside are all looking in. And you're willing them on. You're supporting them with your love and with your prayers. And Florence and her family begin to turn around in the field. And as they do so, they're pouring out on Florence's behalf seed from their hands. And it goes round and round and round in a wide circle as they sow seed on her behalf and as you stand there and support and pray for her. We don't know what sort of plants those seeds might grow into and develop. Some might grow stronger in one place and less strong in another. But what you are doing, and what you're doing by being here this morning, is you are here to support Florence with your love and with your prayers. You're also here to support her family and her godparents doing their duty of bringing her up well, knowing and loving God. And if we can do that, we don't know what Florence is going to grow up into. We don't know the kind of person that she's going to be. She could grow up to be a really good business person. using her talents, her time, and her money to build the kingdom, to help other people. She might grow up to be a really good artist, inspiring people with her work and with her actions. But what we don't want her to grow up to be is somebody who just keeps her talents to herself. So everything that we have is a gift from God, and it's up to us to use what's been given to us wisely. So support Florence with your prayers today. Support her family. Help her to grow up within the love of God and of God's church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.